Obradoiro facade. The facade you're gazing up at dates from the 18th century, and it was designed like a monumental altarpiece in honor of the apostle. It has four sections and is 68 meters high. At the top of the facade, if you look carefully, you'll see a small open-air edicule from which St. James, dressed as a pilgrim and surrounded by angels, stands welcoming pilgrims. At the foot of the image, two noblemen holding scepters are kneeling submissively. They symbolize Spanish monarchs' veneration of the saint. Underneath, on the next section of this altarpiece, are James's loyal disciples, Athanasius and Theodore, also dressed as pilgrims. In the middle, underneath the image of the saint, we can see a medallion, blurred with green mold, decorated with the heads of angels holding an image of the stone chest that contained the apostle's body. Now look at the foot of the towers, where you'll see two figures standing in arches. The one on the left is the apostle's father, Zebedee, who was a wealthy fisherman. On the right is a carving of his mother, Saint Salome, by Gregorio Fernandez. On the balustrades underneath these two figures is Saint Susan, who's the joint patron of the town along with Saint James. She shares a balustrade with Saint John, Saint James's younger brother. On the other tower are Saint James the Lesser and Saint Barbara, who's holding the tower in which she was locked up and made a martyr. She's shown here because she fends off storms and protects the building from lightning, although it has to be said that she's been known to fail several times.